I love you. Isn't it wonderful to be in the house of the Lord? This mic is hot, isn't it? That's all right. I don't want anybody to go to sleep. Amen. You know, I heard about a preacher. He was preaching one time, and somebody went to sleep on the back row, and he was snoring. I mean, it was very obvious. I mean, he was letting it rip. And the preacher, it annoyed the preacher. And the preacher said, "Wake that man up back there." And somebody said, "You wake him up. You put him to sleep." Amen. I don't want you to go to sleep. Amen. I love Christmas. I love life. Don't you? I love life. I love my Christian life, and I enjoy being saved. It's not easy. We go through a lot of struggles and heartaches in our life, but you're just like me. You wouldn't trade it for anything. Wouldn't trade it for anything. You know why? Because Jesus is the sweetest name we know. Amen. Take your Bible, turn with me to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, we're going to be looking at Mary, the mother of Jesus. One time in the Bible, and one time in this entire world, you'll see the words highly favored. That has never been said before about any person in this entire world. Only one time. God said, "Mary, you are highly favored." The word favored means grace. You see, a lot of people in the Bible, it talks about them being favored, but it doesn't talk about them being highly favored. You, every one of you this morning, you are favored. But you're not highly favored. Because only one person in the entire world, forever and ever, it's been said that she was highly favored. But to look at what she went through, the way we think about favor, to look at what she went through, you would think, well, she's not favored. God's blessings aren't upon her. Look what she went through. And I want you to understand that this morning. Because blessings may not look like blessings right at the moment. You need to realize that there's a process. God blesses us all. You are favored. God's grace is upon you. But in this scripture tonight, this morning, I want you to read with me in Luke chapter 1, let's begin reading in verse 26. And we'll read down through verse 38. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." In verse 28, the Bible says, "And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored." And look at the rest of the verse. "The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. In verse 36, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. I want you to get that in your soul and in your spirit. For with God nothing is impossible. In verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me. Now watch this. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You can be seated. You see in the scripture that God said Mary was highly favored. I want us to think about that this morning, because Mary did not say that about herself. Mary didn't just say, you know, I'm highly favored. Mary didn't say that about herself. God said that about her. The Lord said that through the angel. The Lord said, Mary, you are highly favored. Now, we understand that the word favored means grace. You see, every one of us this morning, you're under the grace of Almighty God. You see, grace, I love the scripture because the words highly favored, it means you received grace. You know, it's so powerful, it's so wonderful. Now, when this angel came to her and said, Mary, you are highly favored, it confused her. It confused her. Look at verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. When the angel came, sent from God, told Mary that she was highly favored, and what was going to take place in her life, she was confused. Listen, grace will confuse you. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Now, when we think about God's grace and His mercy and His love, we look at ourselves. I look at my life. I look at my past. I look at my mind. I think about myself, and I think, man, I don't even deserve anything from God. And then all of a sudden, I read scripture about God's grace. And if you're not careful, it will confuse you, because you'll be thinking, I ought to get judgment. I ought to receive harsh judgment. And then all of a sudden you hear a preacher, or you read the scripture, or you hear something, and you'll think, well, I do deserve judgment, but I'm favored. I'm going to get God's grace. And it was really confusing to her. And it can be confusing to us. But it is the greatest thing I believe that can happen to us in our life, is that you get from God what you don't deserve. You get grace. You get mercy. You get love. You get compassion. Even though we deserve judgment. Amen. Amen. Anybody snoring on the back row yet? Listen to me. You and I deserve judgment. But God will give us grace. God will bless us. You see, what was special about this woman? Well, Mary was, she was special. She was raised as a believer. Joseph was raised in the synagogue. Mary was raised in the synagogue. And they were to believe. They did believe in God. They were believers. She lived in a town called Nazareth. Nazareth was a very evil town. It was a dirty place. That's what Philip said. He said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Why? Because it was a dirty place. And she was pure. I was telling Debbie the other day, if you look at Nazareth, it's on the coast. And a lot of sailors would come in. A lot of men would come in. And that was a place where, I want to tell you something, there was a lot going on. But Mary had no part of that. Because the Bible says Mary was a virgin. She was special. She's not to be worshipped. She's highly favored. Well, she's not to be prayed to. We pray in the name of Jesus. Mary, listen, she was very special. She's not to be worshipped, but let me tell you, she is to be adored. She is to be adored. When Jesus said, "John, take care of your mother," from the cross, Jesus hanging on the cross, suffering, and he looked at John, said, "John, take care of mom. Take care of mother." I want to tell you something. John did that. Listen to me. History tells us that John took care of Mary until she was 90 years old in Ephesus, where he was preaching. 90 years old until the day that she died, John took care of her. She's not to be worshipped, but she is to be adored. Amen. She is to be loved and respected. And the Bible says that she was highly favored. How about the blessings of God? The blessings of God. The blessings of God are on each one of us. But listen to me. I want to tell you how you got the blessings of God. I want to tell you this morning that the blessings of God are so wonderful. The promises that God will bless you are so wonderful. But the most of the promises of God in Scripture this morning have conditions. Amen. If you're going to be blessed, I'm talking about really blessed by God, there's some conditions that you've got to meet. A lot of people want to live their own way, but they want the blessing of God. Well, you can't live your own way, do your own thing, and really have the blessings of God on your life. Because in my Bible and in your Bible, most of the promises of God are conditional. That means the promises of God require something from us. You think about it. If we're going to be blessed of God, we got to have faith. If we're going to be blessed of God, we got to have obedience. We got to be obedient. If we're going to be blessed of God, it's going to take some sacrificing. If you're going to be blessed of God, you're going to have to do some giving. If you're going to be blessed of God, I'm talking about really blessed, you're going to have to be seeking. You're going to have to be knocking. You're going to have to be asking. Listen, the promises of God, most of the promises of God come with conditions. Unfortunately, listen. Unfortunately, too many people want to experience God's blessings but have no real interest in following God's conditions. Hey! Most people want God's blessing on their life, but they have no interest whatsoever in following God's conditions. And I want to tell you something. God has set some conditions in Scripture that you and I need to follow if we're really going to be blessed of God. You want to hear them again? Thank you. Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Obedience. Do you obey God? Or do you just make a lot of excuses? It's easy. The devil knows what can keep you out of church. The devil knows exactly. Sometimes you got to go anyway. You got to follow God anyway. You got to be obedient to His commands. There's faith, there's obedience, there's sacrifice. It takes sacrifice in your life. You can't be selfish and have the blessings of God. It takes giving. You got to be a giver. If you're going to be blessed of God, learn how to give. Learn what the Bible says about giving and about seeking. Seeking. You seek God at home when you open your Bible, when you pray. You're seeking and you're knocking. Why? Because you understand that if I'm going to be blessed, really blessed by God, there is some conditions that I've got to meet in my own life. But let me say it again. Unfortunately, too many people want to experience God's blessings but have no real interest in following God's conditions. If you really want to experience God's best for your life, you've got to do things His way. You've got to understand, you've got to do it His way. The Bible teaches us about receiving God's blessings. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." That's talking about the Word of God. It shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Listen to me. If you want to be blessed, really blessed by God, you got to meet some conditions. For so many people, they don't want to take time to learn that. They just go along to get along, and they're just doing all right. But don't you? Hey, I don't want just to do all right. Amen. I want to glorify God. Because when God blesses us, we need to acknowledge that our blessings come from God. But it's because we understand, as Bible-believing, mature Christians, that He expects some things out of us. Mary. Highly favored. I like that. Where would our church be without the women sitting before me today? My goodness, thank you, ladies. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your commitment to our church. We couldn't make it without you. And I guess most of all, thank you for your cooking. I read this, and this is so true. Now listen up. I want you to do this. Or listen to this. Women have to work twice as hard to be accepted in this man's world. Women have to work twice as hard to be accepted in this man's world. Look up here, ladies. That's not a problem, is it? Hey, that's not a problem. I kind of like that. Mary was highly favored, but if you think in the natural, if you think with your mind about favored or highly favored or being favored, you'll think that, man, God's favor. I've heard people say, well, God favored me today. I got a good parking place at Walmart. God showed his favor upon me today. This happened and that happened, but listen to me. Let me tell you about favor. You really want to be favored by God? Listen to Mary. Listen to her testimony. And listen to if it sounds like she was highly favored. Mary was highly favored. That's what the Bible says. But was almost put away by the man she loved the most. She was highly favored, but she was rejected by every person in Bethlehem. She was highly favored, but she laid on a dirt floor of a barn and gave birth to a baby she carried 9 months. She was highly favored, but in the middle of the night, she had to leave all she knew and move to a strange town because God said so. Listen to me. Favor never looks like favor at first. Favor sometimes takes you through frustration. It can take you through failure. And it can even take you through fear. You want to be favored by God? You see, it might be in the darkest night or the deepest valley. But in that place where no one sees you, and you feel like no one understands, whisper to yourself, this is only the beginning, not the end. This will turn out for my good and his glory. This is because I'm favored. And you are too. You look at that and you wouldn't think she was highly favored what she went through. The only person ever in this entire world forever and ever. God said, Mary, you are highly favored. Wow. She gave birth to the Son of God. She got to raise him. Her and Joseph. Can you imagine raising baby Jesus? Wow! Wow! Woo! Can you imagine kissing those little cheeks of baby Jesus? Can you imagine counting those little toes? Counting those little fingers? She got to raise the Son of God. Whoa! You're favored. You're blessed. If you meet those seven things, listen to me, God will bless you more than you can stand. But you got to understand His promises. Most of His promises come with conditions. Salvation, listen, God is love. That means God's love is unconditional. God loves us no matter what. But I want to tell you something. You know, salvation, it's by grace through faith, but you got to meet some conditions. You got to repent. You got to call upon the name of the Lord. You got to be willing to turn from your sinful life. Not just turn from sin, but run to Christ. Come to Jesus and be born again. So many people in our churches, it seems like, they're trying to live a Christian life, but they've never been born again. And that's impossible to live a Christian life if you haven't been born from above. You've got to be born again. I saw on Facebook, and I was wanting to put it up there, but I don't have it. And the question is this: what has God done for me? What has God done for me? And it's a picture of two hearts. One of them is stone. Anybody seen that? One of them is solid stone, solid rock. But the other one is a heart of flesh. That's what God has done for us. He's taken that heart of stone out of you and put in a heart of flesh. You can feel, you can love, you can forgive, you can grow in the Lord. Romans 8:28. Turn with me. Leif, can you guys put up Romans 8:28? Familiar verse, isn't it? Very familiar. This verse ought to be your life verse. Because, listen, favor is not going to look like favor at first. But that's not the end. That's not the end. God has the last word. The devil doesn't. Amen. Look what it says. And we know. We know. You see that? And we know. We know. The word know has to do with experience. I've experienced this. I know this. I'm not just talking about this. I've experienced this in my life. And we know that all things, not just some things, not just the good things, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You got to live in His purpose. You will not realize all things work together for good to them that love God if you're not living in His purpose. The Bible says for us to live is Christ and to die is gain. Even when you're going through heartache and trouble and misunderstanding and family issues and children issues and everything that we deal with, every one of us deal with things like that, you got to realize that God is still working. Amen. He's still working. If you realize that, He's still working. But you got to be in God's purpose. Are you in His purpose? You know, a lot of people, we're living in a society that's filled with excuses. You can make up, I believe most Baptists have a tree in their backyard. It's called the excuse tree. And when they don't want to do something, they'll go out and pick an excuse off of that tree. And it's because they don't want to do it. It's not because they don't want to do. Listen, it's not because they can't do it. It's because they don't want to. And they pick an excuse. You know how I know that? Ask me. Because I do it myself. I do it myself. And it's a horrible way to live. Amen. No more excuses. Serve God. If it's difficult, it's going to be okay. Because you're just like me. I'm just like you. You want your life to glorify God. You want that. And the devil knows that. And the devil is going to attack you over and over and over and over every day. Now you can succumb to that, or you can defeat Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? It can overcome you. Satan can overcome you. Or you can put him in his place in the name of Jesus under your feet. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Hey, when he gets on your case, just say, devil, leave me alone. Get out of here. He's a liar. Amen. Don't let him treat you. Don't let him beat up on you. You're a child of God. Don't let him beat up on you. Won't you stand with me? You know, if you look at that in your natural mind and not spiritual, you'll think, well, Mary, she wasn't highly favored at all. God mistreated her. You know, a lot of people look at things like that. Really? Well, God's mistreating me. God doesn't love me. God doesn't mistreat His children. Amen. He loves His children. He loves you. And I don't know what you're dealing with today. You say, Brother Roger, my life is a mess. I'm not even close to God. You know, Brother William and I, we were talking. You know, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a preacher or deacon or Sunday school teacher, whatever. You can get backslid.
That's right.
You can get cold. I've gotten cold in my soul and in my spirit. I didn't get out of church. I was still in church. I was still preaching. But I was just as cold spiritually as I could get. So I know we can get cold and indifferent. Brother William, he'll tell you the same thing. Ain't that right, brother? But the great thing, we don't stay that way. And you don't stay that way either. You can get cold, you can get uncaring, you can get to the point in your life where you'll just give up. But I'm not going to let you give up. If I sense that you're giving up, I'm either coming to your house or I'm going to call you. Because I don't want you to give up. You keep going forward for the Lord. Don't give up. Don't give in to Satan. Don't get cold and calloused. Get on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you can run Satan clean out of town with the gospel fire. He'll have to go. He'll have to go. Amen. I'm going to try to be quiet, but I don't want to. You come and pray. Whatever the need, you say, Brother Roger, my life is a mess. I'm so cold. I don't have any forgiveness for people. I hold a grudge. Sometimes I'm mean-spirited. Just come to Jesus. Lay it on the altar.
That we
just give it to the Lord and get up and don't carry it back with you.
Without you.
Whatever the need might be, I'm telling you, the Lord is here. He will meet
Lord,
you.
Lord, I need
you. Let go.
Oh,
you say, Brother Roger, I got something hindering me today. Well, let go. Let go.
Every hour I need
you.
Your sin runs deep, your grace is more, where grace is found is where you are, and where you are, Lord, I am free.
Is it going to be really
bold? My one defense, my right.
And all God's people said,
on defense.
Hallelujah.
My righteousness.
Amen. Praise God. You know, we were talking this morning in Sunday school about our testimonies. And everybody in here, you've got a testimony. You know, God has done a great work in your life. He's still working. He's still working. You say, Brother Roger, I've made mistakes. I've sinned. I've done things I'm not proud of. I've asked forgiveness. They're gone. They're under the blood of Jesus. But I found out also, too, the mistakes and the sins that I've committed in my life, I can use those to help somebody else, to help prevent them from going through what I went through. You know, you've got a testimony. You know, listen. I tell people all the time, you know, the human race is basically crazy. Really. You just look what's going on out there. But it's not God's fault. It's our fault. But I also tell people, if you bring a mop and a bucket and you come to God with your craziness, He will help you clean it up. Amen. He'll clean you inside and out. But you got to come to Him, honestly. You know, amen. I love you. I'm looking forward to tonight, our Christmas play with the children. They've worked so hard, and it's going to be a great time. Great time of fellowship. We got finger foods. What is that? I eat chicken with my fingers. I eat a lot of food, different food with my fingers, you know. I tell people all the time, look, you had fingers way before you had forks. Amen. But anyway, it's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. All right? Yes. Amen. Yes. Good. Yeah. Amen. I remember her. She was just probably 12 or 13 when I came here. Yes, pray for her. Yeah, she's a sweet girl. Also remember Tammy, Matt. Matt is still not doing well. He hadn't had anything to eat or drink. All he's getting is just some nutrition through an IV fluid. It's not even food. It's not food whatsoever. It's just something that's, I can't imagine what they're dealing with. And Tammy, bless her heart, she'll drive. She'll work one day, get off work, go down there, stay all day the next day, drive back home, go to work. She's been doing that every other day. I mean, we need to pray for them, reach out for them. And I know you are. You're very good about that. And let them know that we're praying for them and we'll do anything we can to help them. You know, that's what the Bible says, to bear ye one another's burden. You know, we're to do that. If you do that, it makes the burden lighter. It does. It makes it lighter if you help a person. But anyway, I love y'all. See you tonight, 6 o'clock. Yes. Amen. 5 o'clock. Choir practice at 4. Okay. I've got jail. Debbie will be here. She's got the jail ministry at 2. I don't start till 3. So she can leave at 3 to be here. But I'll get here just as soon as I can. All right. I know you'll miss me. I'm not good as Danny. Yes. Amen. Amen. Ain't it great to be saved, Donna? Amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. We've been friends a long time, girl. Haven't we?
I love you.
It's so true. Grace will mess you up, won't it? When you understand God's grace, and you look where you've been, where you come from, man, it'll mess you up. Hey, it'll just put a light in you, joy, tears in your eyes. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. All right. Anybody else got a word? Dismiss it, brother.